Live from McFarland's in Sauk City, it's a very Sauk Prairie Christmas with host Raul LaBrèche. Heritage Credit Union, Sophie's Fine Jewelry, and Meyer Insurance present today's program featuring Sauk Prairie area guests, a live in-studio audience, and special musical entertainment. Prairie Clinic, Badger Excavating and Plumbing, Bank of Prairie du Sac, and Wittenbach Meats also make today's live broadcast possible. Additional sponsors include Fairway Mortgage, Consumers Co-op, Merrimack Communications, Courtesy Ford, and Prairie Plumbing and Heating. Here's Raul in today's edition of A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas. We're glad you joined us today on the air. We're here today with our special guest, Tawana German, and our special musical guest, the JS Tripper Band. Take it away, you trippers!
Come, they told me, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gift we bring, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come, little baby, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, I have no gift to bring, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give the king, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for him, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum?
Some crunching and some, you know, all kinds of noise. It's because the trippers have tripped, right?
Yep.
So that would mean that some chairs got tripped on or some cables. We got lots of cables out here this morning. So, and I also want to point out to everybody that if you like the trippers, you should use this tripper tipper kettle right here in front, because that's the tripper tipper kettle. And if you tip the trippers, the tips to the trippers go to the trip Heritage Museum.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's actually, yeah. Your money gets reinvested in multiple ways. And if you're sitting in one of these chairs listening to the trippers and their tippers with their trips, then you'll also get one of these green bags, and you can make your own sale today, 15% off anything you can get in the bag that isn't on sale. So if you're not here listening to us as part of our live audience, you are missing out not only on the Trippers Live, but you are missing out, too, on the opportunity to save some money here at McFarland's in Sauk City. So I have talked enough, gall darn it. I want to introduce our guest this morning. Tawana German is here, the executive director of our own Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce, right?
Good morning. We're all a guest.
Good morning to
How
you.
How are you?
And
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, thanks.
And Tawana, why are you here? What is your significance to this community? Why does it matter that Tawana German is here? Tell me.
Well, that's a big question. I am here this morning as the executive director of the Chamber, which exists really to promote local business and engage the community to support business and allow us to all grow together. So this is an exciting time where people think local. Mm-hmm. They think about helping their own community. And so I'm happy to be here to share opportunities for people to get involved, to support local businesses, find promotions in town that they might not know are there. So yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Always. Well, you've been on the show before when we've done our mornings at McFarland's. And
mm-hmm.
Now this is a whole new endeavor that Jeff Smith and I came up with, about 6 months ago or so. We were talking in the summertime and thought, wouldn't it be fun to do a Christmas show where we had like a series of Christmas shows? And it just started kind of rolling together. First we could do Christmas in Sauk Prairie, and then next week Jerry Apps is going to be on the show to do Christmas on the farm, because of course he has great stories for being on the Wisconsin farm, growing up on a Wisconsin farm. And then the following week is Christmas in the Armed Forces, which should be really fun. We have some area veterans coming in. And then the last week for Christmas Eve, we'll have a special show, Christmas in Bethlehem. So we get a chance to kind of go the whole gamut of things. And I know the community is important to you. I know one of the things I've appreciated being on the board with you is that you have that passion for the community. You enjoy living here. You want to make it a fun place to live. And you do everything you can to support the businesses so that environment is encouraged.
Yep.
So, but you're not from the area originally.
I am not. I am from Alabama.
Alabama.
So
you're the Alabama Bammer.
Kind of feel like I'm in Alabama. There's no snow. It's not cold yet.
Yeah, right. Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay. Like my mom used to say, you don't like the weather in Wisconsin? Wait a minute. So it'll change. And it's supposed to.
Trying to spit this morning, though. A little snowflakes coming down.
Yeah, just a little tad going, you're just toying with me, aren't you? Snow. Although we have some snowflakes up here, too.
That's
so
right.
There's some nice big ones there. Can imagine if those were real snowflakes and they dropped on your head, to be like one of those
commercial
cartoons.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that happened to Wile E. Coyote whenever he's chasing the Roadrunner, the big snow pop right on. But
yep.
So you came up from Alabama. You came via
Virginia.
Okay.
So born and raised in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
And then moved to Florida for a year, and then Norfolk, Virginia area for 15 years.
Okay.
And then this June, it will be 8 years in Sauk Prairie.
Okay. So you're getting to the point where this is one of the longer communities you've lived in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was in Alabama at Christmas time, what would be the difference between Alabama Christmas and a Wisconsin Christmas? Besides the no snow. I get that.
Yeah. Well, you for sure would probably be wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay.
You would have your air conditioning
running. Can we just stop right there? I don't want to know any more than
yeah.
Of course, I was just down at the University of Wisconsin. I swear to God, every year I go down there at Christmas time, there are kids walking around that campus with shorts on.
Oh, yeah.
Bermuda. It's just like, I am cooler than the cold. It's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger? And, I don't get it. But anyway, you can be in your shorts and short sleeves.
Be in your shorts, short sleeves, flip-flops.
And when you go to a light show, isn't it different for a light show down there?
Yeah, for sure. Like here and in Virginia, they're all you drive through. Okay. Down there, most of them you walk through. So like Botanical Gardens, you walk through the gardens and enjoy the lights as well.
Okay.
A lot of beach light shows. And so
beach light mm-hmm. shows. Oh, now that's just sick.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't even imagine that.
But I would say this time, it's a little chilly on the beach.
So they have like sandmen instead of snowmen?
They do, yeah. And they're all lit and things to walk through. So it's very nice. But all the communities, we pretend it's winter. And you would think that you were in Wisconsin, white lights and trees everywhere and trying to make it festive. Uh-huh. But you're definitely running your air conditioner generally on Christmas Day. So
you could, again, the Roadrunner, you could have one of those refrigerators strapped to your back. backwards, chewing out the ice as you go along.
Yeah, yep.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that happens a lot. A lot of fake snow at different holiday events throughout the South.
Fake snow.
Yeah.
See, we don't have to fake snow around here, generally speaking. That's although this year has been exceptional. This year's been one of those years where you wonder, kind of, God, is it going to come? Are we going to have a white Christmas? Or,
yeah. Cause it will come for sure.
It will come.
I'm hoping December 24th.
December 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are we going to have a pool on that? Can we have a business pool across the community?
I don't know, but how awesome would that be if it didn't snow until then? I mean, then the end of February's here, and you start thinking spring break.
Everyone would say, where did you get that clairvoyant executive director at Sauk Prairie?
Yes, exactly.
We want her to come to our community when we're doing the Rose Bowl Parade and predict that it's going to be sunny on the day of the Rose Bowl Parade. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense to me. So are there traditions that are different down there in Alabama at all? Or?
Yeah, you know, I think every family does things a little different. For mine, it was Christmas Eve was a day that you look forward to because that's when all our family came over.
Okay.
But it was also the one time of year that my mother made shrimp Creole. Ooh. And that is a long process. You
shrimp
start
Creole.
Your vegetables in the broth early in the day, and it has to simmer. And so everyone by 7 o'clock is going, can we eat yet? Can we eat yet? And
well, I was talking with Jim before about Don Lasse, who sang our first song here this morning. We had a kind of a Creole saying there, didn't you, too, there, Jim? It was, I wrote it down here, Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Now that's actually Cajun French, mon ami.
Cajun French, okay.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Okay.
Which is a good motto to live by.
Yes. Let the good times roll.
Let the good times
roll. Yeah, let the good times roll. Here we go. All right, well, we'll come back and talk some more about that shrimp roulette and that shrimp casserole. That's all kinds of fun because we've got lots more show to do here. So if you're just tuning in, don't go away. But we're here at Sauk Prairie at McFarland's doing a very Sauk Prairie, and we're so glad you joined us this morning. So thank y'all.
Christmas shopping for your special someone is easy at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Choose jewelry beautifully crafted with diamonds, emeralds, sapphires, rubies, and pearls. Watches are also great Christmas gifts, and jewelry boxes are ideal gifts to help keep a jewelry collection intact. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts offers in-store financing and free gift wrapping. Service, selection, value. That's Christmas shopping at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. For 100 years, Bank of Prairie du Sac has been the only locally owned independent community bank in the Sauk Prairie area. Choose Bank of Prairie du Sac where customers come first, and their mission is to do what is right. With online and mobile banking and over 800 surcharge-free ATMs, it's easy to stay on top of your finances. Visit their offices in Sauk Prairie or call 608-643-3393 to experience personalized banking firsthand. Bank of Prairie du Sac has the options that are right for you and 100 years of experience. Member FDIC.
Fritz Wittenbach here. Meet your holiday needs at Wittenbach Meats in Prairie du Sac. We feature the finest cuts of meat for your family's holiday dinner. Choice Angus prime rib roast, pork crown roast, lamb. We have the 2016 State Fair Grand Champion ham and a variety of seafood. We also feature pulled pork and grilled and sliced beef. All you need to do is warm it up. Go to wmeats.com. I'll let you in on a little secret. Santa likes Wittenbach bacon better than cookies.
Working hard is in the past. Carrier creates innovative Infinity heating and cooling systems with variable speed technology. These ultra-quiet systems deliver comfort with less effort for more even levels of temperature and lower utility costs. Infinity variable speed technology understands your home, providing the best in Carrier comfort for you. Step up to a better system. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531.
There's always a special magic in the air this time of year. The holiday season is a great time for Meyer Insurance in Sauk City, your local Pekin insurance agency, to thank you for your business and wish you and yours all the best during this special time of year. In any season, Meyer Insurance Agency is committed to providing you with beyond the expected service and peace of mind. From everyone at Meyer Insurance and Pekin Insurance, enjoy the wonder of the season and have a safe and happy holiday.
We're the Trippers Band, and we'd like to thank McFarland's for having us. Let's try Christmas Time's a-comin'. Holly's in the window, home where the wind blows. Can't walk running, Christmas Time's a-comin'. Can't
That's right. Yeah, it's here for a Jazz Tripper Band. They are the house band, right, for the Heritage, the Trip Heritage Museum in town here. In fact, anything that you put in that Trip Tipper kettle, Trip Tip kettle, that's what it is. Trip
Tip
kettle.
Easy for you to say,
right? Right, Jim? That's a trip. Yeah, easy. Say that. I was saying that as a tongue twister before we went on the air here, so I'm hoping that...
Yeah, it worked pretty good.
Did it? Thank you. Yeah, I just came up with that, too, so...
Be sure and copyright that.
Well, yeah, I'll give a percentage of that. Just like a percentage of this goes to the Trip Heritage Museum, a percentage of that copyright can go to this as well.
Couldn't be better.
It's a win-win-win scenario.
I can see that.
So, thanks, Tripper Band. So they'll be back with some more music. So don't worry, we got plenty of music, we got plenty of fun, and we got a great guest this morning. Tawana German is here, executive director of the Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. So, which is also a tongue twister, kind of, if you get going
it
on
is.
That. Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce, Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce. So, and we have like little decorations here. Those of you that aren't here aren't seeing this, but we have little Angry Birds cardinals. They're not Angry Birds. They're Christmas cardinals. But they can have little wars with each other. So we're dancing to the music with them and whatnot. So you can come see us make complete fools out of ourselves. So
yeah.
When we went off the air, we were just talking about some of the traditions you have in Alabama. Christmas, right? So you have a shrimp creole that sounded
shrimp
like...
Shrimp creole day. So I was probably blessed with the best mother in terms of raising kids.
Okay.
And she's kind of been my model for raising my own children, which is really thinking of others first. And so every Sunday for Sunday dinner and holidays, even when that shrimp creole and you're wanting to eat.
Sure.
Before we ate, we had to make plates and carry them around to all the seniors in our community that...
Sure.
Didn't have someone or needed, you know, a meal, perhaps.
Sure.
Just to let them know that you're thinking of them. And for us, the holidays were really about other people and how we could help. And so whether that was, you know, adopting a family that we all participated in buying for or just simply going, you know, my family now, we tend to go to Maplewood and see Dr. Evermore once a year. And I see more than that. But on that day, to let him know that... We thought about him during our holiday dinner, and here's a plate to share with you. So that, for me, is probably one of the greatest memories. And then faith was very important. I was raised Southern Baptist, and you didn't do anything without first giving thanks and appreciating. Okay. And so, it's great memories that you have, and something a little different, I think. After the shrimp creole and everyone kind of had the coffee and dessert, then you went in. We actually opened presents on Christmas Eve night. And then the next morning, you were excited to see what Santa had left for you.
Okay. Santa wasn't into wrapping, right? Santa was just leave the presents and run? Because he had a lot of places to go.
You know, I think that is, yeah. I mean, for me, Santa never wrapped my gifts. Okay. And I hear some people say he did.
Santa didn't wrap mine either. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if he's, like, slacking on some people now.
That's what I was wondering. I was kind of feeling bad for a moment.
Yeah.
But it was exciting to come out, and you could just jump right into playing or whatever he left. And so just really about family and good food and... just a time to reminisce on faith and helping others.
Well, and that thankfulness is a really important thing. I think it's so easy to forget about being thankful. And I remember a couple of years ago, I did a Thanksgiving program at a local church, and we had a film about a guy who was suffering with Lou Gehrig's disease, and he was pretty far along with the disease, and it was so inspiring to see him and how he was dealing with the disease. Because here's a guy that, you know, can't eat anymore. He was getting fed through a tube, had lost pretty much all the functioning of his hands and his legs. Obviously, he's in a wheelchair. And he said one of the things he had learned was that the scriptures don't say in everything give thanks. They don't say give thanks in everything. They say in everything give thanks. And there's a difference about that you have that sense of, I'm thankful. I'm in this place, and whatever is happening, I'm going to give thanks for that. Such an important thing. So it sounds like you said you had a great mom. She helped keep the perspective of things. What was important, right?
For sure. My dad as well. But I think my mom probably taught me about giving to others and remembering others with something as simple as food, you know, that we take for granted.
And did you carry that tradition then into your family? Do you still make shrimp creole at home? Or
I do not.
Not going to try that one, huh?
No.
Okay.
Our generation, I think we're losing some of that Food is everything. It's so easy to stop and buy. Uh-huh. But a tradition that we have, my kids know, my husband knows, we are in church for candlelight service at 5 o'clock every Christmas Eve. Okay. And to me, that's probably the greatest thing about Christmas is just taking time to reflect with others and people you don't know. I love lighting of the candles and passing it down and just taking a moment. You know, it's 1 hour of the craziness. And then after that, well, sometimes we go with friends afterwards. And sometimes last year I did. I'll give a plug now for Wittenbach Meats.
Ooh.
I bought a prime rib, and I've never made one in my life. I also didn't realize that, you know, for meat, it can be one of the pricier meats. Sure. I didn't really know that. Oh, yeah, I'd never bought one.
Yeah.
So then once you pay for it and you start to prepare it and you put it in that oven, I was panicking that something was going to happen, and I was crazy. And I said, I'm not sure I'm cut out to cook prime rib, because I was like police patrol in the kitchen. Don't go near the oven.
Well, on that happy thought,
let's
take another quick break, and we'll see if maybe the police show up now that we know that that happened.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on that sort of thing or not, but we'll find out. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you much. Don't go away. We'll be right back with some more Very Sauk Prairie Christmas.
Yep.
More than $1 million. That's how much members of Heritage Credit Union saved last year. They refinanced their vehicles and homes to get better rates and lower payments. And they used our free and low-cost financial services to save even more. Like Heritage's Simply Free Checking with no hidden fees, no minimum balance, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs. Members save hundreds each year just by making the switch to Heritage, and you can too. Visit heritagecu.org/million for complete details. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Your health is important to you. At Prairie Clinic in Sauk City, they know that. Prairie Clinic offers patients an online service known as NextMD. NextMD provides online access to your physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and to look up and review health information. Ask about it at the front desk when checking in for your next appointment. At Prairie Clinic in Sauk City, they're celebrating 60 years of dedicated caring for the community. Learn more at prairieclinic.com. Call 643-3351.
If you have future construction plans, you'll want to talk with Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sac. Badger Excavating and Plumbing can dig your basement, provide final property grade for landscaping, including sand and topsoil as needed, rough in your driveway, and provide gravel for a good firm base. Let me mention plumbing too. Badger Excavating and Plumbing offers complete plumbing service and fixtures and septic systems too. Contact Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sac today at 608-643-2881.
Merrimack Communications says, take a look at us. Look at Merrimack Communications for blazing fast fiber optic to the home delivery of cable television, internet, and telephone. Fiber optic networks can provide internet speeds of up to 100 millibytes per second. Cutting edge voiceover IP provides crystal clear home and business telephone service. Our cable television offers a new fully digital television system with 200 plus channels and HD. Merrimack Communications, a locally owned service provider with very competitive rates. Check our service areas at merr.com.
Here we are, smack dab in the heating season. Customers of Consumers Co-op in Sauk City know they'll be well taken care of all season long. In addition to receiving top quality Cenex propane, they have peace of mind knowing they'll always have it in their tanks and at the best price. Consumer Co-op's massive storage tanks ensure patrons warmth and comfort all season long. Isn't that what you want? Call Consumers Co-op at 643-3301. 643-3301. Consumers Co-op in Sauk City. They deliver value and have for over 86 years.
Courtesy Ford of Sauk Prairie, home of Trucktown USA. Choose from a bigger inventory of over 1,000 vehicles at CourtesyFordSaukCity.com. Get bigger discounts with Black Friday specials continuing through the end of the year exclusively at Courtesy Ford Sauk City. Trade-in allowances over and above Kelley Blue Book. Visit Courtesy Ford Sauk City today. Test drive the Ford F-150 and get more truck for your buck. $249 payments. See dealer for details. Service now open on Saturdays and we will work on diesels. It's the all-new New Courtesy Ford in Sauk City. It's courtesy that counts.
Ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Hee, hee, hee. We are back here at a Very Sauk Prairie Christmas. And I just let Jeff down there because Jeff said I was supposed to keep my exuberance down to 95%. And that was probably 105. So I hope I didn't blow the compressor right out of the window with that one. But I just said, ho, 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 just was coming. I couldn't stop it. It was inside.
I liked it.
I'm sorry. I just one of those things. Oh, you know, you got to be what you are, right?
Right.
I got to be true to me. And that's all there is. Now, when we went off the air, you were talking about prime rib. And I am sure there are people out there listening today that were going, but she didn't finish the prime rib story. So we've got to finish that story.
Well, the prime rib was fabulous.
Okay.
And in terms of cost, I will tell you, I kind of like data to drive things.
Uh-huh.
And I fed 9 people that night on a prime rib, a very good meal. And then 2 days later, I sliced it very thin with some horseradish, and we had a nice, nice lunch. So actually, when I looked at the cost, it was very cost-effective for 2 meals for 9.
Uh-huh.
So I would encourage people to go to Wittenbach's and talk about the prime rib. It was very easy to cook. You just don't open the oven.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't want to chance it, another thing that I wanted to be sure to tell people about is wood barbecue. Lots of people had their smoked turkey at Thanksgiving. And he is doing a smoked ham as well as a smoked prime rib. He will do all the work for you, and you just pick it up at 11:30 on Christmas Day.
Okay.
You can also order an entire meal from them, and so you don't have to do any cooking at all. And sometimes I think about that. Like at Thanksgiving, I was in the kitchen for about 5 hours. No kidding.
Yeah.
And we all sat down, and I make them do this little thing. We have a box, and you have to pull a question out and answer the question. It's about thankfulness and stuff, and they really love that, let me tell you.
Sure.
I'm being sarcastic. And so depending on the attitude, sometimes I make them go around 2 or 3 times, but then you eat.
Yeah.
But literally the entire time at the table was about 30 minutes max. And then it's up cleaning up the kitchen for another hour and a half. So it's a lot of work. So I don't fault people that want to do something like wood barbecue and go pick up your meal.
Well, and let's face it, when you got places like Mixing Bowl Bakery in town, who wants to make pies?
Exactly.
Even? You know, it's a tough thing. We got an apple pie and a rhubarb pie this year from Mixing Bowl, and they were big hits.
Yep.
So, of course, it's not pumpkin pie. You still got to make those at home. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is, especially with my daughter, who's a pumpkin pie maniac, and her vodka crust and all that good stuff. So
see, we're not huge fans, but my daughter is a whiz in baking, and so she did a pumpkin cheesecake this year.
Okay.
That was really good.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what other local things are they going on? I mean, one of the reasons we brought you around, let's do one more, and then we're going to do another tune from our JS Tripper band, because I know people are thinking, oh my God, when will he stop talking and they start playing some more? So we're coming to that. Okay, everybody, don't worry. We're coming to that. But what are some other local things that are going to happen in the area, or that are going on right now?
Yeah. So we've had our holiday light parade, which had one of the largest attendances ever. The police department said it was just packed from 13th down Grand.
Excellent.
Finish with a great show from Sherry Shad Dance Company and all of her students. And that's always fun for family to come out and watch them do their winter performance. We lighted the tree.
Okay.
Weren't able to do the fireworks because of the wind gusts, 30 mile an hour.
That was just a weird day all the way around. The day before it had been Bermuda shorts weather.
Correct.
And then, bam, it's welcome to Wisconsin!
But new, we also kicked off a holiday light show.
Okay.
And it's different than just a drive-through. You actually come in, it's free, you sit down, you tune your radio to 95.5, and then it is a choreographed light show. And we've had close to 4,000 people already come in and see the show. The first night that it opened, we had over 500, and by the end of that weekend, it was right at 1,000.
Right.
So that's been fun.
Well, that's neat because it's a different show. Ron Kinchy, you put that together. It's a different show 4 nights a week, right?
Actually, every night is a different show with about 6 different sets that rotates.
Okay.
So every 4 nights, you would get back to see the new one.
Okay.
But the Village of Sauk City and Prairie du Sac and Ron Kinchy and lots of business partners made that happen. And so we're appreciative to do that. It's amazing the time that goes into that.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, and speaking of lights, right, we've got a song now that has something to do with lights on a deer. If I remember right, it's a red-nosed reindeer, and he has a red nose that lights up, right, Jim?
Kind of like yours, Ron.
Like mine.
Yeah.
But my nose is red for a different reason. Ah. I had to relax myself before I went on the air, and your wife offered me a Brandy Alexander, and what was I supposed to say?
It's Wisconsin. Gotta have brandy.
Right. We have, like, the largest per capita brandy consumption in the universe, I think, so, which is an interesting thing. And I understand, too, this time around, we're doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Tawana German is making her on-air debut as a musician.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
we're gonna
excited.
YouTube this to Nashville. I think there's a career opportunity.
Yeah.
a jingle ring. Because if there's ever been somebody who's got some bells loose, it's Tawana, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we've been friends for a long time. I can get away with that. So, and I'm going to shut up while you guys do this number, okay? So hit it, JS Trippers.